There's already a lot of concern about COVID-19 in the community, and over the weekend, we learned that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced that a different variant of the virus than what we had been dealing with was now detected in Washtenaw County. This is Lisa Berry, and due to the increased concern, we wanted to talk with the Washtenaw County Health Department to bring some clarity information to what that means for all of us. So we're joined by department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Exactly what did you find out about this new variant strain of the virus in our community and when?
What we know so far, we were notified Saturday that an individual that did have recent travel to the UK became positive, and because there was known spread of this new variant in the area where the individual was, they performed additional testing to identify this variant, and it is actually the variant. So that doesn't, for us locally, of course, it's concerning. It's not necessarily unexpected, and the good news is, if there is good news, that it doesn't change what we're doing and what we need to be doing, right? The concern is that it's likely to be more contagious, but we also know that the things we're already doing, the strategies we have in place to reduce spread, are effective. So if anything, this is a reinforcement, a message, a reminder, you know, COVID is not done. It's still actively spreading, and we have strategies to reduce and prevent spread. So all those ones that we're quite familiar with at this point, wear a mask, keep your distance, keep your hands clean, avoid those crowded areas. If you're ill or exposed or have traveled, testing is important. And if you test positive or are a close contact or waiting on those test results, following that isolation and quarantine is very, very important still. And of course, we want everyone willing to get vaccinated as soon as that becomes available.
Well, this does raise a lot of questions for people. And one clarification, this is the first detected case of this new strain in the state of Michigan in Washtenaw County, correct?
Correct. This is the first one detected in Michigan, and of course it is in Washtenaw County. Now, that said, is it possible that there have been other cases that the additional testing hasn't been done? Yes, that's certainly possible. So the current testing that we have will detect illness with the new variants, but it's not necessarily going to tell you that it's a new variant.
Let's talk about testing. So we have a current testing protocol for COVID-19. Now we have a new variant of the strain. Will those tests cover that? How do you know if you need an additional test? How would that work?
Well, again, in terms of what will happen and what you need to be, you know, diagnosed and cared for as an individual, this doesn't change that. Is it important for us to understand how much more this variant might be spreading? Sure. So if you have known exposure either to someone that's been ill with this variant or have traveled to an area where you know it has begun to circulate, then getting that additional testing is important. But the really important message is that this doesn't change the way that we're generally responding to this virus, right? We have strategies that can reduce spread and prevent additional illness. And they are even more important now because the big concern is that if something spreads more easily, it has the potential to impact more people faster. And when that happens, more people are susceptible to that serious illness or death. So even though this variant clinically doesn't seem to be a lot different, if it impacts larger numbers of people, it has the potential to cause more harm, if that makes sense.
And it has been proven to be more contagious?
That is what it appears. I mean, certainly we're still learning some more about this, but that appears to be the biggest difference, that it seems to spread more easily, but does not seem to be necessarily more serious or different in how it presents itself.
I think one big question for those who have been vaccinated so far or are hoping to be vaccinated, does that vaccination cover this new strain?
Yes. at this point, we think that the vaccine will also be effective against this strain. You know, as folks may know, this is something that viruses do. They change either dramatically or subtly. And the indication at this point is that the vaccine that's been developed will also be effective against this variant.
Are you expecting additional variants to be discovered of the COVID-19 virus?
You know, because we're watching it so carefully and because this is something that viruses do, yeah, it's certainly possible. And of course, the hope would be that, like with this one, it's still covered by the vaccine. It's not causing dramatically different illness or more serious illness. So it's certainly something that will continue to be monitored and watched.
And where does Washtenaw County stand on supply of vaccinations? I understand you had to cancel some appointments for this coming Tuesday.
We did. Unfortunately, or fortunately, folks may have understood by now that vaccine supplies are a week-to-week. The quantity is coming to us week-to-week. So we had ordered and expected over 3,300 doses for this coming week. We did not get that full amount, and we were forced then to postpone, at this point, just one of our clinics. We had 960 individuals scheduled for vaccination on Tuesday the 19th, and we are postponing that one and rescheduling those folks to early February. So at this point, we are hopeful and optimistic that nothing else is going to change for this week, and that our supplies will increase or continue to increase week to week from here on out. But we do hope that this was just a temporary problem for this week, and that those supplies will, of course, continue to increase. Now, folks may also know that this is a challenge all over, and many health departments are struggling with this same issue of astronomical demand and just a very small number of vaccines to meet that. The other important part is that we do expect our major health systems this week to have some more supplies. So partners like Michigan Medicine and IHA are gearing up to reach out to their older adult populations and start getting them vaccinated as well.
And this is not intended to be a political question, but with a change in administration this week at the White House, do you anticipate a change in availability of vaccines or how this is all going to work? Or are you just kind of on standby for that?
Yeah, I would say it's on standby. Certainly, there have been some bumps in the road with the administration and willingness to have a really coordinated, strong response. So hopefully moving forward, that will change a bit. It's, you know, hard to say how quickly any of that will change or where the problems actually are. But of course, you know, we tend to be optimists in public health. So we're always looking forward to the next week improving and being able to meet the needs in our community as best we can.
We're talking to Susan Cerniglia, spokesperson for the Washtenaw County Health Department, about a new variant strain of COVID-19 found, the first in the state, found in Washtenaw County. And I have one final question for you. Do you think we dodged the holiday surge in COVID cases in Washtenaw County and in Michigan?
I don't think we've dodged it. No, our cases have remained quite high. We haven't seen necessarily a large surge, but we have seen those numbers stay high and not decline. So it's still possible that we see some more of that. The other thing to keep in mind is that our capacity, as more of our attention is really very, very focused on vaccination. The level of investigation that we are able to do for each case is a little bit less intense, shall we say. I don't want to say we are still doing case investigation and contact tracing, but it's not to the intensity that it has been. So certainly we want everyone to have the message that they isolate or quarantine appropriately if they're diagnosed or are a close contact. but we are not able to track and try to identify as carefully where every case came from, where those exposures might be. So there is an ongoing risk of exposure. Cases remain high, as well as hospitalizations and unfortunately deaths.
And Susan, certainly you must wake up in the night and say this in your sleep. Wash your hands, safely distance. I mean, the protocol to avoid the virus remains the same.
Nothing about that has changed. And that's, you know, generally good news. But at the same time, we know we're all fatigued. We're frustrated. We don't want to keep doing those things. This new variant, if anything, is a very strong reminder that those are the tools that we have to prevent transmission, and they do work to reduce and prevent transmission. So incredibly important that we use them and continue to use them.
Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.